Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of North London is Trend.
It's red! Oh, boy. Wow. You hate to see it.
I just got roped into some shit talking that I'm not really aware of.
Because, wow, God, you hate to see it if you're a Tottenham fan, or you love to see it if you support the Arsenal. I believe the score was, 3-1? Shout out to all the people just talking shit in the buildup, and then... Where'd you go? Okay, well, see you later. Anyway, that was the bright spot of my week, is watching us triumph over Tottenham. So had to get that in there.
Has the season kind of rebounded prior to this, or was this kind of the first big win?
Well, what was really interesting was at a certain point after the first few games, Tottenham was in first place and Arsenal was in 20th place, like literally at opposite ends of the spectrum. Uh-huh. And then we started turning our shit around, and with our win yesterday, we just went above them.
Wow.
So things change very quickly. You got to keep your head on a swivel. And, you know, it just, look, they got a new manager. I'm sure, you know, they'll be okay. But, you know, in these derbies, it's all about bragging rights. So shout out to all my Gooners out there celebrating.
Is Derby like Derby?
Derby, but yeah, they pronounce it Derby.
British.
Yeah.
So they race each other around a dirt track?
Yes, exactly.
Cool.
You know, football.
Booty. R. Kelly is trending because he is officially guilty as fuck, not just guilty as fuck to everybody with working eyes and senses.
And so that just came down?
That just came down. The decision came down Monday afternoon. The trial included 50 witnesses overall, and apparently the defense was kind of muddled and confusing.
It wasn't
really clear what they... thought was happening.
Yeah, it was hard to just kind of keep track or just keep up with that entire trial, just even like from a distance, because it was just so, like, the testimony was harrowing from a lot of the witnesses that took the stand. And then to know, like, his defense was like, just, I think they were literally evoking Martin Luther King in their like closing statement before the defense rested, and you're like, this is all kinds of fucking bad. So hey, look at that. Bit of accountability.
One of his witnesses said he had never seen R. Kelly around an underage girl, and then also said that he was there when R. Kelly met Aaliyah, who he married when she was 13
still a child.
Or 14.
Yeah.
So yeah, just it's good to see some accountability there. SNL is trending because new cast members were announced, and former Daily Zeitgeist guests, Sarah Squirm and Aristotle Athari, are both members of the cast. Big news.
I mean, look at it. Look at it.
I'm not saying it's all TDZ, but I mean, clearly. Right. Clearly. Also, Beck Bennett is leaving the show. Linchpin of the show for 8 seasons, was probably leaving to pursue other big things. But I'm just going to say, Beck Bennett, he's never been a guest
never.
On TDZ.
Nope.
And he's leaving the show. So what does that tell you?
Yeah. Not a lot, but depends on your bias. Yeah, that's cool to see them on there. Aristotle's so talented. So I did his podcast recently, and it's just super fun guy. And Sarah was great to have on too. So I'm looking forward to what their contributions will be this coming season.
Yeah. The Aristotle's show, This Is Americans Live.
Exactly. Is that the one? Yes, yeah, yes. Yeah. You know, if you want to see me improvise very chaotically, stop by. it's a whole good time.
William Shatner was trending because he is apparently slated to be part of the second rich guy's trip to the moon thing, the second crew to take the space flight in the New Shepard capsule, the Dick Machine, which would make him the oldest person ever to be launched into space.
Damn.
That's wild that he's 90. Yeah.
Is that okay? Is that advisable?
Yeah.
It
seems weird to, you know, I get the thinking on Jeff Bezos and Blue Origin's part that, well, it's Captain Kirk. So, of course, we're going to like that. That's just a great headline that dipshits like those guys at the Daily Zeitgeist will cover. And you know, hook, line, and sinker, but I do hope that they have thought through the implications of sending a 90-year-old to space, other than just, you know, having seen the movie Space Cowboys.
I mean, I love where his heart's at, you know, but also, have you considered where your heart will be at when you're up in there?
Fuck, man.
Because it could I don't know. I mean, and look, if it's safe for 90-year-olds, then shit, good for you. I hope you can, I hope you put on your Star Trek outfit, too, just for fun, you know, just to kind of like fully make it all real.
Space Cowboys, by the way, I think the oldest member of that cast was Clint Eastwood, and he was 70 at the time of that. So we're looking at 20 years older than that.
Okay, well, you know, I hope you are able to convalesce in space.
I do too. More power to William Shatner, one of our great spoken word artists.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back, and a newscaster has been suspended for trying to acknowledge the trend of missing white women syndrome. His name is Frank Somerville. He's a veteran news anchor in the Bay Area in California, and apparently got in an argument with Channel 2 management over a tagline he wanted to include in the reporting about Petito's murder. He wanted to acknowledge that, hey, we really cover the hell out of missing white women versus missing women of color.
And they said, hey, don't bring that up.
Yeah.
What are you, some kind of journalist, reporter trying to bring things to light for the audience? Just stop that. Get back in there, Frank Somerville. Man, that just sucks that he had took a stand. Reading that he's adoptive father of a black teenage girl. So this was resonating with him. He's like, I'm only seeing one kind of face when we cover this.
Yeah.
What, there are other people that live in this country too. Not just the Gabby Petitos. Wow. So is he fired or they're doing that thing where it's he's gone for a little bit. We'll see.
He's suspended for an indefinite amount of time. So,
yikes.
We'll see. Apparently, this is his second suspension of the year in May. He was taken off the air following a stumbling newscast and bizarre on-air behavior. No word if that bizarre on-air behavior was acknowledging systematic white supremacy or what their version of that is.
Could you imagine if
stumbling through a statement about racism or something? Right. Get out of here.
He's saying words like systemic white supremacy. I don't know. It's just a bunch of mumbo jumbo. Yeah,
those aren't even words, Frank. Frank Somerville, by the way, great name.
Great TV name.
Great TV name. You got it's Frank Somerville.
That's a superhero's alias.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Here's something that you're not going to believe, Miles.
Okay. Try me.
Our boy,
mm-hmm.
Tony Robbins.
Mm-hmm.
One of our favorite. We take a lot of our cues from Tony about just the power of positivity and
oh, absolutely. You can just personal power.
smile your way out of anything.
Bankruptcy.
Yes. He's saying a bunch of typical dumb bullshit that anti-vaxxers love. But his last most recent line of reasoning was a wrong statistic claiming 1,200 people die per day in the U.S. in car accidents when the actual number is closer to 100. Mm-hmm. And he was, I think, trying to make the case that, and we don't do it. This is one of the favorites of anti-vaxxers and COVID minimizers and deniers, you know, saying like, oh, OK, now do car accidents if you're going to try to fix this COVID thing. Mm-hmm. The actual number is closer to 100 daily car accident deaths because, you know, the government came in and came into your car and told you you had to wear a seatbelt. It's not my right. And you know, Tony Robbins happy to ignore the 2,000 people who've died from COVID every day over the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, just don't throw numbers around because quoting statistics sounds smart till you look at them and you're like, oh, this isn't even a real comparison or point that you're making. Just misinformation.
Mm. And finally, Matt Gaetz is trending.
Yeah. Apparently it's starting to get hot for him. It's getting real, real hot. And again, we say this all the time when there's people who have done crimes, but when they're white and hold office, like somehow they got the star from Mario that will never, you know, allow them to enter a courtroom. But in this instance, for the charges he's facing, apparently there's a Daily Beast article that was saying like, you know, the journalist who wrote it up said, I spoke with legal experts and people familiar with the case. They said it appears Gaetz has been preparing for a, quote, scorched earth trial. I think he's got the same lawyer as like Weinstein and Jeffrey Epstein and Keith Raniere and like El Chapo. And, damn, you know, all those guys were famously got off. They were found innocent. Right.
They all ended up in a good place.
Do that then.
The fact that the Republican Party kind of abandoned this guy, or at least the establishment Republicans kind of were like, oh, this guy seems like he's toxic, months ago, and he's still like out there, is pretty wild. I want to see this guy let off in handcuffs, but you know.
I mean, look, he's got Epstein's lawyer.
Right.
And
so
I don't know what that means, but it sounds like someone who will take your money and do their best to pretend you're not guilty.
Yeah. As Bill Gaetz would say,
allegedly.
He's dead.
What's the lesson here? Well, he's dead, so.
I wasn't supposed to be identifying as Jeffrey Epstein in this case. Oh, my bad. If anybody missed that clip,
yikes. Yeah, week. Right. Whose perspective was that from, William?
Yeah. What was the lesson that you learned from the Epstein thing? Well, he's dead. So, you know, gotta do a better job keeping these things secret. Bill Gaetz killing it. All right. Those are the things that are trending here on this Monday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with the whole last episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.